God bless you. This is Dr. Adrian Butler, and this is the power of your destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. God bless you. Women, you are the ones that God uses to bring forth life. You are the queens in all of our lives, and the beautiful thing is that you've had an opportunity to change the future by who you raise and what you have in your home. Now, I want to thank you personally for being a good mother. When Father Day comes, we will love on the fathers. But on today, we are talking about mothers, and I'm all about encouraging. So we're not even talking about those mothers who have gone through and done some things that may be nefarious, but we're talking about those mothers who stand each and every day, love their children. You cook, you clean, you do all of these domestic things, and you go outside the house to provide for your family. So on today, I want to encourage you. Our show today, our broadcast today, is dedicated to our mothers. Now, we may have had a little mix-up here. We had some young ladies that were supposed to be on today, but, you know, God always has a ram in a bush. We have a dynamic word prepared. I always have a word prepared for you in case our guests, or we have some technical difficulty with our guests. So on today, I want to tell all of the mothers, God bless you. Thank you so much for what you have done. I love my mother and thank God for what she has done. I actually had written a piece dealing with my mother, and I posted it on Facebook. So we are just so happy that you are here with us, here on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. You know, today has been one of those wonderful days. Before we go any further, I want to share with you, and I want to tell you right now, you know, the movie that we are in, Faith Song, is out on DVD. I want to encourage you to go to CLN Shop. That is our website, CLN Shop. And you can get the video link right there to get your video DVD. We need your support. Christian, whether it's Christian, it's Christian dance, whether it's Christian music, we need each other's support. We have done enough to support the world, and now it is time to support God's effort. So I want to encourage you to go to CLN Shop and get the music, get the DVD right there. Again, the movie is called Faith Song. I have a cameo in it. There's several people in our church that have cameos in it, and I think you will really and truly enjoy it. Again, this is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler, and this is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. Call someone, tell them 347-215-8947 is the call sign. 2016 nominated Best Show of the Year in 2016 by Independent Gospel Artists of America. So I tell you, we are just so excited for that award, for that nomination, and we tell you that we thank God for our show. The show is going to be phenomenal. Hang on, call somebody, be a part. We'll be right back after this audio.
Hi, this is Crystal Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, where we are bringing you, that's right, the man and the woman, timeless beauty for your mind, your body, and your spirit. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m., where you will be enlightened, inspired, and empowered, right here on the Christian Lifestyle Network. Stay beautiful, be you, and God bless.
Consistency separates winners from wannabes. Diligence makes the difference between all-time greats and one-hit wonders. For the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to the one who endures to the end. So pick yourself up, shake your past off, put one foot in front of the other, and do it again. When you hear that little voice saying no one believes in you, you're too far behind, you're too small, this isn't working and this isn't worth it, another voice rises to remind you that the same power, the same strength, The same spirit that raised the Savior from a borrowed grave is alive and active in you. This is your guarantee of complete victory. The same God who delivered you from the lion and the bear can and will deliver this new giant into your hands. So draw the line. Take your stand. Just like you wielded your weapons last time, do it again. You've been here before. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. And if he caused you to triumph back then, be confident. He'll do it again. Yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus Christ is the same. And in his name, you are unstoppable. He's the author and finisher of your future and your faith. All things are started and sustained by his grace. He has never failed, never faltered, never wavered, never lost, and he's not about to start. But receiving this promise requires perseverance. For many are called, but few are chosen. Many begin, few are finished. So don't just do it again. I know sometimes it's hard to keep it moving when you can't see your progress, when you've lost your perspective, when the pain has pushed you past your breaking point. But this is no time to tap out. This is no time to back down. This is no time to turn around, because the end of yourself is the beginning of him. The end of your strength is the beginning of his. So fix your focus, wake your courage, stir your confidence, and do it again. The dream God put inside of you is free, but to see it come to pass, you'll have a price to pay. Set your face like flint with determination and declare, I will do it again. When it doesn't make sense, I'll do it again. When I have to go against the wind, I'll do it again. When all hell is breaking loose, I will not be crippled by confusion. I will not sway to the cadence of complacency. When it feels like hope has disappeared from the horizon, and I've waited for rain, but I don't see any signs, I will look again, lifting my eyes to the skies. I see a cloud the size of a man's hand starting to expand, and it may start small, but little is much when God is in it. And I know I'll win if I just don't quit. Don't you dare quit. When you march six laps and still the walls won't fall, take another lap. You're closer than you think you are. You're closer than you've ever been before. Walk on. You've come too far to faint. He who spoke it is faithful to fulfill it. Show up today and the next day and the next day and the next day. Press till something happens. Pray till something changes. Push till something breaks. Stay within yourself, whatever it takes, whatever the cost, no matter what they say, no matter what I feel. I've got a job to do, and I will see this through until God's kingdom comes and his will is done in my life. I'm leaving every excuse behind. I'm being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm taking up my cross and following the one who never stopped short, who never surrendered, who said he'd never leave me or forsake me. Jesus is with me always. He came and conquered. He died and rose again. And now he's calling me, causing me, commanding me to breathe again, hope again, trust again, give again, change again, expect again, rejoice again, fight again, rise again, right here, right now, in the name of Jesus, I will live again.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
And we're back. And, you know, when you're going through the very urgent test of your life, when you're going through those challenges of life, you know, it is very difficult, that piece. By Steve Futrick. you know, one of the worst things that we can do is to give up. It's so easy to give up. And in fact, you know, the bad thing is that when you are at your lowest point, it appears that people will come to even press you down even more. But I want to encourage you on today, not allow yourself to be in a position where you give up. You've got to press your way through. I did a piece a few, and it included it in some teaching a few months back about people in the church. You know, a lot of people in the church, and I'm the kind of guy, I'm not going to give you a pass on just certain things. I'm just not going to give you leeway to give me excuses. I'm prior military, and we used to have something in the military that said, you know, if you, what was the maximum effective rating of an excuse? And it was zero. So whether it's my child, whether it's my friends, whether it's myself, excuses I leave for other people. I don't take a lot of excuses from people. I let them give them to me because I can't stop you from doing anything. But I can accept either, I love truth, so I'll accept truth. Excuses, I have a hard time with. So what tends to happen oftentimes is that we will come up with excuses of why we don't go to church. I was hurt in the church, or people hurt my feelings, or somebody said something that I didn't like, so therefore I no longer attend a church. I no longer attend a church body. What it shows me is that person has placed people above God. This is my thought process, and I want you to get this from a Christian intellectual standpoint, is that if you lost your job, if people talked about you on your job, would you find another job? If you needed to get to work and your car broke down, if your car was sabotaged by someone else, would you find another car? If your refrigerator broke down where you could no longer eat, would you find some way possible to buy another refrigerator? So we utilize some excuses that I've been hurt in the church, people have hurt me, somebody did this to me, somebody did that, so therefore I no longer can be in the church. The reality is that you really don't want to be in the church, because these are excuses that we use. And when we serve God, there are really no excuses. The word says, I panteth after him as a deer does the water. And if you're that person that is standing on that reality, if that's your reality, I'm not going to call it excuse right now, but if that's your reality, I want to challenge you to read Luke 6, 27 through 28. And we'll take a quick moment and read what Luke 27 through 28 says. It says, but to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on your right cheek, offer them the other cheek also. And if someone demands your coat, offer him your shirt also. So, you know, the Bible principle is, even though you've done me wrong, I'm not releasing my power to you and stop serving my God. Because it is our personal relationship with God that keeps us where we are. What if Jesus had said, well, the Sadducees and the Pharisees have hurt my feelings, so I'm not going to go to the cross. There are those people that didn't believe who I was, so I'm just not going to do this today. I'm not going to do this. So don't give yourself the excuse to stop serving God. don't give anyone the opportunity and power over your relationship with God. We're going to be right back after these audio. We have a dynamic audio by Propaganda, if I can find it. You know, he's one of my favorite artists. And then we're going to have one or two more audios, but first we want to get this one by Propaganda called Excellent. I like this. I know everybody figures I'm an old guy. I shouldn't like this kind of music with this kind of beat, but I want to tell you, psych, because this guy is just, he's just great. He is really, really phenomenal and has a new spirit. Like I always say about some of my word pieces that we play, there's a new generation of Christians that are coming up that are not going to fit into the old mold. I hate using religion when people talk about, I'm sorry again, that's the obtuse mind that says, well, we're going to take the difference between religion and the old traditional church and new traditional church and all of that. We don't get into all that here because, again, that's very obtuse. That is very transparent of those people who can't think beyond their own selves. Because if God has established the church, it doesn't matter whether it's considered traditional or not. It is God's church. And there are people worshiping their God in it. And how dare anybody say that where they worship is better than one place or the other. That's a prideful mind. So I don't get into this big discussion with other preachers and other ministers about religion. I don't see anything wrong with it. I know 2017, for someone to say that, people are freaking out. Well, I'm sorry. I have a different mindset. I have the scripture to back me up. So anyway, we're going to have this piece by Propaganda, and then we are going to come back. We are having, again, this is our dedicational show to our mothers. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler, and this is The Power of Your Destiny, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. When I come back, I'm going to give you some of our itinerary, tell you where you can get some of our offerings, our three books, the movie that we're in, and some of the other stuff that we're doing. And hopefully you will have an opportunity to be blessed by the show today. So to our mothers, God bless you. This is Excellent by Propaganda.
This is Reverend Timothy Williams, pastor of the Montmorency Missionary Baptist Church of Montmorency, South Carolina. You are tuned in to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.
Engage a page, turn a burner stage to fragrance. Raises similar to native sages, saging. Unlocking a cage of praises for Rock of Ages. Let random rambling rappers rant and raving. Inflame verbs to your nerve endings. Literally feeling these words in my tendons. And rattling occupants of the venue sinews. While the eulogy be orchestrating continuous crescendos. Excellent, been down since Exodus. Like what if the Egyptians and Israelites joined forces? That would force a forfeit. And it's hard to drive hard when your hard drive keeps needing a force quit. To learn to speak immigrants, yep. The language of the broken, like the system in their English. I speak with heaven's accent, angelic dialect. Rapping my coast as if that spirit realm had ocean. Excellent, that's what you should expect from us. Least we can do to say thank you for how we blessed us. All else is blasphemy. Disagree, get at me. And he with low standards don't get no mics on. The stage that I stand on to battle with the stakes for the rights to keep the mic for a couple more bars. No YouTube channels for rap battles or cash prizes. Just keeping you cool when heat rises. Neck breaks, concussions, gashes, and bruises. It's real manhood with the monthly bills to prove it. Start with me, my art archery aims for the dark meat. Your albums are full of more bites than shark weed. Excellent, my writing remains with such serious symbolism. Styles are plenty. Pages get the let out like Jimmy. Homie, I am not kidding, there's no play day. Muscled up a hustle, a street name, the DBA. Excellent.
is Crystal Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, where we are bringing you, that's right, the man and the woman, timeless beauty for your mind, your body, and your spirit. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m., where you will be enlightened, inspired, and empowered, right here on the Christian Lifestyle Network. Stay beautiful, be you, and God bless.
One of the most dangerous terms in English diction. If it could be translated into audio, it would sound like from the saxophone of Lisa Simpson. Two words designed and strategically combined to form the biggest oxymoron in the history of mankind. Almost. But see, as far as the world's concerned, you could live your life foul and could almost get away with murder if you have a nice smile. You could almost meet folks just to almost sleep around and stop at your local clinic while you almost had a child. See, almost is no stranger to Satan. Here's proof. He only tells lies when they're almost the truth, and it's amazing. In our incompleteness, we find complacence. But if almost is one of Lucifer's many traits, then we are inadvertently good at Satan impersonations. But on the contrary, Christ did his job fully, and he proved he was God when he died on the cross like it was his duty. And to pardon my iniquities that I committed rudely, he resurrected from the grave just to tell death to excuse me. But excuse me, this is your life, and that's something I can't impose on. But your body is God's home, which wasn't loaned to get foreclosed on. See, an almost Christian looks right but lives wrong. In Romans, so they sit down to be comforted in Psalms. Never understood worship, but love to sing songs like I surrender all. Most. Because it's far too expensive for you to spend your life on something that doesn't appeal to your five senses. See, nowadays Christianity's like a Louis rag. No functional use, but we just rock it because it's stylish. Not righteous, but right-ish. So now all God sees is a pile of Ishmaels when he intended for Isaacs. So technically, we've never really been saved. We've merely tried it. So no wonder why we're never sold out when we return it after we buy it now. Let me break it down, because you need to be aware that your life could lack the very standards that need to be there. Because on that final day of judgment, while God's receiving his heir, will he say, son, well done, or medium rare? Because even by worldly standards, it'd be highly insane for you to start spending all of your money days before you almost get paid like parents. You wouldn't send your kids to a school that's almost safe. And ladies, would you really date a man who claims he's almost straight? About God that we all try to get around, but his standards are like between two mountains, no middle ground. So a halfway life is unprofitable to you, because after all the Sunday services, Bible studies, and prayer meetings, and everything that goes between, God will say, I never knew you. But that's not even the worst part of living your life as neutral. It's that you were once Arctic, but it's your warmness that is causing him to spew you. And this is the very thing that had me. I was bound and held down by the unforgiving gravity of my spiritual reality. I was a Christian, or at least I portrayed the fantasy, with a filthy personal life. But God bless you, brother. How you doing, sister? Personality. I was a male, enveloped by guilt because I was stamped a sinner. I said, I was a male, enveloped by guilt because I was stamped a sinner. My message couldn't be received because I didn't represent the sender, yet I was almost delivered. Till that one day that I totally, absolutely, and completely surrendered, I took heed to a modern prophet who proclaimed it was time for change. Now I'm no longer bound to sin, point blank, off the chain. You could ask Umar Abdul-Muttalib. He'll tell you the same. You don't almost go to jail when you almost blow up a plane. Like you don't almost go to hell when you almost get saved. Despise the cross that he was slain and thus the cause in which he came. But don't worry, I'm almost done. But before I leave this stage, we have all worked in sin, and death was minimum wage. I said, we've all worked in sin, and death was minimum wage. But if it wasn't for Christ, we would have almost got paid.
Hi, this is Dr. Soretta Smith, and you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
Wow. I love that spoken word piece. You know, you can play all you want with this walk of Christ. You can play with it. But you know, there's a season that's coming where God is going to challenge you to either be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, the word said he'll spew you out of his mouth. And so the question for us every single day is to examine ourselves. And of course, ask the question, what have I done not for Christ, but what have I done with Christ today? Is he truly in my life, truly in my heart? Am I playing Christian, or am I truly a Christian? Does he really reside in who I am? Or is this a convenient way for me to continue a social life outside of the world? For the guy, is church just a place where you are looking for your next hookup? Ladies, is this just a place where you're looking for a good boy that's going to maybe sweep you off your feet? Well, in both of those, I want to challenge you. Jesus will sweep you off your feet. And if you need the hookup, he's got everything you need. This is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler. And again, welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. We're so happy to have you here with us. And you know, we're going to be interviewing two young ladies who have a dance ministry. But before that, I want to share with you very quickly our itinerary for this week, at least. We're going to be in Augusta, Georgia, at TV 49. We'll be talking about my latest book, The Power of Your Destiny. Sorry, Managing the Miracle. The Power of Your Destiny is the show, and also my first book. But Managing the Miracle, we'll be talking about that book. Managing the Miracle, Living the Miraculous Life, and also we'll be talking about the latest movie that I'm in. It's called Face Song by North Face Pictures. We ask you to definitely, if you have an opportunity, it is out on DVD, to get that. If you are a listener, here, let me say this real quick. If you're a listener, we're going to do something unprecedented. The first five people that call the station, and they'll have our books for the resource material there for you. first five people that call to get the book, I think they're going to have them for $15. I don't put pricing on when I go to these Christian television stations. But I think they'll be $15. First five callers, we're going to give the DVD away for free. So you're going to get really like a $50 blessing for $15 by Managing the Miracle, and you'll get Faith Song for free. Also, on next Sunday on the 21st at 2 o'clock, we'll be in Sumter, South Carolina at Penn Creek Baptist Church. We'll be bringing a word there for their 153rd church anniversary. I tell you, it is an exciting time for me. We thank God for it. I thought I would have an opportunity to slow down a little bit when I started pastoring. I said, well, I'll start pastoring. This will get me off the road. I won't have so many engagements, so many preaching engagements, so many book signings and all these other things. And then I accepted to do a movie, and it's just like the doors of the gates of heaven have opened along with the radio show and everything else that we have going on. Of course, we are going to Haiti in November, so we ask you all to pray for us for that. but if you are a regular listener, our listeners in Australia, God bless you. That is one-third of our listeners in Australia, the other third in Canada, and the other third of our listeners are here in the U.S. So God bless all of our listeners all around the world, Germany, over at Pastor Simbufu in Africa, our good friend Pastor George, who we've been with on a couple occasions there in India. God bless you, Pastor George, and all around the world, all of our friends all around the world. I tell you, we could not do what we do without you. On today, we're going to talk with two young ladies who have a dance ministry, and I kind of saw them on Facebook and just was blown away by what they were doing. And in fact, the pastor that invited them to his church, I'm not sure if they're members of his church, Pastor Barry Coachman, very good friend of ours. We've had him on the show before, and in fact, he's going to be with us in July. But they have a dance ministry, Young Purpose Dance Ministry, and we want to welcome them on the show if they're there. And it's Alyssa and Alyssa English, and I'm gonna mess it up. Van Anna, go on and correct me, my sister. God bless you. Give me an opportunity, I'll mess it up. Welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Would you introduce yourselves to the audience, please? And just keep in mind, we're just listening. You know, we have about 61,000 people listening in, so it's just a small group. Don't worry about it. So just introduce yourselves, if you could, to the audience.
Okay, my name's Alyssa English. I'm 19 years old. I'm actually a student at Coastal Alabama Community College. I'm from a small town called Farmington, Alabama. And I actually changed my major to business management so we could, use that as a foundation to build something with our dance ministry on purpose. We want to open a business and have different things going on with that. I've been dancing for about 9 years. Vanna's my aunt, and she actually got me introduced to this. And I plan on, doing my career with this. I'm serious about it.
Wonderful. And Vanna, what about yourself? Can you introduce yourself to the audience, please?
Yes, I'm Vanna English. I'm 28 years old. I'm a toddler teacher. I'm from Farmington, Alabama. Like Alyssa said, we started Young Purpose a while ago, and we've been dancing ever since. That is just my gift, and I just love using it, what God has allowed me to do.
Amen. Well, ladies, 28, 19, where did this start? Because, your choreography, what we viewed online, seemed to be very seasoned. So, how long have you guys been dancing? How long has the ministry been going? And you all want to make this part of your life, career, and melt it all together as far as your ministry, but where did it begin for you, Alyssa, and also Vanna? Where did this passion to dance and choreography start for you?
Well, it started off as we was doing like a regular church program at Fanny Baptist, which was the first church that we had ever attended. And we didn't really get serious about it until after we did our first dance. People started saying, you know, come to our church, come do this, come do that. And we got connected with a lot of, you know, spiritual people. And they would always say, I know me personally, they would tell me, you got a gift. You got a calling on your life. And I didn't know it until I had went through all life's troubles on down the way, been in a car accident, almost lost my life, went through a lot of trials and tribulations that really brought me back to where I'm at now and at peace. And I feel like everything I went through brought me back to where I belong. And this is exactly where I belong. This is the life that God has called me to do. He's called me to reach out and grab these kids and show them that they can show God their love through this dance. And it's just been a passion for me ever since. Ever since I just realized that and got that confirmation and that vision from God. And that's how it works for me.
I'm totally in agreement with Alyssa. It started right in our living room, my mom's living room. That's where we practice most of the time. And sometimes it only takes us like a day to put a dance together, sometimes even 15 minutes, because the anointing is just so strong just in our living room. And dance has always been a passion of mine because I see a generation now is so busy dancing for the devil, but I want to be different.
That's right.
I want to be fearless. I want to step out and do something different. Like, it's okay. Let's dance for Jesus. Let's be positive about ourselves.
Wow.
Now, Vanna, you mentioned about, you know, the generation that's coming, a little bit older than Alyssa, as well as her aunt. What do you think that dance does for someone who is young that's watching you guys and your choreography and the anointing? How do you want to touch them, and how do you feel that your dance touches them or motivates them to do better, or at least find out?
One of the things a lot of kids tell me all the time is sometimes your dance is just touch me through what the song is being played. But my idea of the song, I want to be able to say, you know, I touched them in some kind of way. Also, you know, I never know what the person may be going through. It might be just that song we picked out for that day might touch them. So that's what
right.
I think.
Right. Amen. And with dance, and, you know, with dance, there are a lot of songs that are out there that have a spiritual impact on someone's life, and then to put it together with dance, to me anyway, it brings it to another dynamic, another level. Alyssa, would you speak on a little bit, you know, because Vanna talked about what some of the young people come to her and say, but you mentioned going through your own test and trial, car accident, some of the trials in life. How has Dancing for the Lord kind of ministered to you personally?
Me personally, I feel like being a college student, working a full-time job as an assistant manager, and just being out on my own, I really have a lot of life things that I have to handle, and I feel like sometimes I'm too busy to give thanks back to the Lord. But then when I started dancing and started reaching out and asking these kids, you know, do y'all want to come dance with me? It was like I was living my story and my thankfulness that God had brought me through so much through that dance. I can go and sit and just dance in a room full of people in a living room, and it's like they can feel that spirit come off of me. They can feel the anointing that I have on me. And it's like for somebody else to experience that by just watching, it brings peace to me, you know, that God, they're seeing God through me, like they're seeing His light shine through me, and that is something that is just a passion for me, and it's something that I feel like I owe to God.
Amen, amen. And Vanna, is dance a release for you? You know, because you're 28, so you're old enough for life's challenges to kind of, unless you just got a lot of money, and just got, you know, just great, great favor, just falling all off of you and everything. You know, how, is dance a release for you at times? You know, and let me say this all the time. I have a lot of friends that are professional singers, professional gospel singers, been on Bobby Jones, Grammy Award winning artists, so on and so forth. And I always tell them when I'm watching them sing, I say, you know, for those of us who are watching what's going on is kind of voyeurism, spiritual voyeurism, because we're not involved in the dance. We're not involved in the music, but we're watching someone worshiping God at another level. And we have an opportunity to listen to or to watch them praise God. And so we have an opportunity, because you're not doing it for us. You know, you're doing it to the glory of God. So is it a release for you when you're dancing, when you're going through things? Is this another release for you, along with your prayer life and your study of your word and standing before Him? Is this another release for you when you dance?
Yes, sir. It's totally a release off of me. Like, I could just think of a lot of things that I'm going through. And I guess, like I said, the song that I might pick that day, it might change if I make up a dance one certain way. Getting up there, it just might totally change the choreography to a whole different other thing. And like I tell people all the time, they ask me, how do you do that? I'm like, it's not me. That's the Holy Spirit taking over me.
Amen. Amen. And Vanna, how many is in your dance troupe right now?
Right now at the church I'm at Vision Church in Farmington, I have 11 girls total.
Wow, that's a very big so Alyssa, what are the ages of these young ladies? Do you have any young men as well, or is it right now gender specific to females?
Vanna is actually at Vision Church, and I'm actually at St. Mark with Pastor Coachman. And I have right now, I have four girls. Between my oldest is 16, and then I have two 11-year-olds, and then I have one guy who is 15.
Okay. Got you. So is there ever an opportunity to melt these 15, 16 people together? Do you guys ever have an opportunity to mesh the two ministries together in dance?
We're actually working on that, and that is exactly why we want to get our own building, so we can dance together, and that's the plan. And I'm pretty sure Vision Church will have programs where my kids will be able to go and dance, and St. Mark have programs where her kids will be able to come dance, and we plan on joining them together and just making this big dance and just allowing the Spirit to flow through them. Like, that's the whole purpose of it.
Amen.
That's why we spend so much time mentoring to these kids, so they know, like, what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord, by not just being in the church or being around people to speak about God, but by using your body, using your dance to just get it out there.
Amen. Amen. And you know, you said something so profound, you know, that they're using their body, which, you know, our Creator created us. And so by using your very being to bless your Creator through dance, I feel that is just a beautiful expression. Always love to see Christian dance. Again, I think you all have a very unique way of worshiping God. And you mentioned a few moments ago about mentoring some of these young people. When you're mentoring them, what are some of the, I know you're using dance, but are there particular scriptures that you use? Do you guys do any other ways of mentoring them through the Word of God? Do you all have Bible study or anything along those lines?
With my kids, what I do is before we dance, this is how I really started, like, mentoring them. They would dance, and they wouldn't understand why they were dancing. They were just dancing, and they weren't getting into it. And I stopped the dance. I was like, look, guys, I knew every single one of those kids.
And I'm like, I know what God has brought y'all through. You know it. Like, you have to give him joy. I mean, give, like, express it to him, your thankfulness. Like, I said, my 15-year-old, she's actually in and out of foster home. I said, when you were in and out of foster home, did you pray?
Hello? Alyssa, did we lose you? Vanna? Looks like we're having some technical difficulties. The devil is a lie. Amen. We're talking with Vanna English as well as her niece, Alyssa English, who have a dance ministry, two troops with one purpose. It's called Young Purpose Dance Ministry. We're going to be right back. Let's see if we can get them back on the line. We'll be right back after this audio, and we'll tell you how to get in contact with these young ladies. I'm telling you, they're phenomenal. You can really feel the anointing. I've never seen them in person, but you can really feel the anointing when they dance. And so we want to make sure you have an opportunity. If they'll travel to your location, wherever you are, your church, your ministry, we want to give them an opportunity to tell you. Are you there? Okay, they're back.
Hello.
So let me ask this quick question, Alyssa or Vanna. Do you guys? Because both of you guys live in Alabama. I take it. I think I heard right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you guys travel outside Alabama?
We have not actually gotten the invitation to travel outside Alabama, but we sure hope that we do.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, like I said, our show. But you're going to find this crazy. All of my guests, my producer, and everybody finds this pretty crazy as well as me. One-third of my audience is in Australia. Is in Australia. And we have, you know, we've written several books. Believe it or not, I'm pretty big in Australia. I don't know why. No, it's nobody but God out of the world, you know. Out of the world that somebody here in the U.S. could be so big at the land down under. But Australia, London, and Canada, those are some major markets for us, as well as Africa and India. But so you never know what is on your way. So with that said, would you tell people how they can get in contact with you girls, ladies, excuse me, with you young ladies to maybe book you for a book your ministry to come to them, you know, and you'll share with them what the expenses will be and everything. And let me say this before I put this out, because these young ladies are young. They've probably been in ministry for a little while, but I'm old hand at this. If you are not going to be a blessing to them, leave them where they are. Let me say that to my audience, everybody in my audience. If you're not going to be a blessing to them, understand there's about 15 altogether young people. All of them may come. All of them may not come. But whatever you do, be a blessing to them. Don't have them to come on their own dime and then let them bless your church, bless your ministry, bless your event, and then you not be a blessing to them. So I want to put that out there before you give your informations, okay?
Okay. My information, my email is alyssa.english@yahoo.com. That's A-L-Y-S-S-A .english@yahoo.com. Phone number is 251-727-1887. And Facebook is Alyssa English, spelled the same exact way.
Okay, and what about yourself, Vanna? Are you in that part of your troop? How can people get in contact with you?
Yes, they can also contact us on our Facebook page, Young Purpose Dance Ministry. Or you can add me, myself, Vanna English, on Facebook, or email me, vannaenglish@yahoo.com. Everything lowercase.
Praise God. Praise God.
The Young Purpose is spelled Y-U-N-G, Young Purpose Dance Ministry on Facebook.
I saw that. I thought that was very unique. I saw that. That's very unique. Do me a favor, Alyssa, when you see my good friend, Pastor Coachman. He's one of my best friends, and don't take this wrong. This is two friends talking, to pass this on to him. You tell him Dr. Butler said he is a red velvet cake thug. he will eat somebody's red velvet cake in a heartbeat. So he's going to get me for that, but you pass it on to him for me. Ladies, one other question. We got about 9 minutes before we get off the air. Vanna, what do you say to young people to inspire them in this day and time? I know you're doing it through the dance, but what could you say to young people to encourage them as they have a lot of trials, a lot of tests on them? There's a lot of things that will try to draw them from God. But would you just take a few moments and just share a word of encouragement to some of our young people?
Yes, I would totally say just, as the modern term young people use, just watch your circle. Hang around people that's going to influence you. Listen to your parents. Get with people that are going to inspire you and not bring you down. You know that God has a calling on your life, and you do have a purpose in this season and also in your life. Just go dream big.
Amen. I really love the statement you just made. So hopefully you're not preaching it. You're not sitting anywhere when I preach about that. I love that. Watch your circle. I love that statement. And I love that statement because I don't think some of our young people watch the people that hang around them. I know we say birds of a feather, same thing, but watching the circle, very unique. I love that. And Alyssa, what about you? What would be your word of encouragement to our young people that are listening?
I would say don't get discouraged. People make mistakes. And I always refer back to the story about Jonah and the whale, how he was supposed to do something that God called him to do, and he went the other way and had to sacrifice his life for being disobedient. But when the whale swallowed him, he reached out to God because he was in trouble, and God brought him through and gave him another chance to make it right. No matter what life throws at you, and if you make a mistake or not, acknowledge your mistake, but keep going. Don't stop. Don't get discouraged. Life goes on. You have to keep moving with it and keep thinking God is your helper to get through things in life. But just don't give up. I mean, everything happens to everybody. Everything hits us all at once, or it comes slowly. But you have to keep moving forward no matter what.
Amen. Amen. Totally agree. I tell you, young ladies have been such a blessing. It has been such a wonderful opportunity to talk to you, to hear your passion, your heart, your story, you know, how God has blessed your lives in dance, and to be an encourager to young people in these days and times. Look, I'm an old hack. I've been in ministry over 23 years, and there's some young folk that I just can't reach. You know, from New York, I love Christian rap, love, you know, the spoken word. There's some stuff that my young folk look at me like, Pastor, you listen to that? Yeah, I mean, I love this time and season in Christendom because, you know, we spoken word is accepted, where 20 years ago when I came in ministry, people were scratching their head like, what is that? You know, dance ministry, you know, 20, 30 years ago was literally unheard of, you know, Christian rap and some of the contemporary music that's out there. So for a young Christian, and I'm young at heart, you know, but for a young Christian, it's an exciting time because God has given us these spiritual arts to enhance our lives, to set the atmosphere, to energize us, to keep us going, to include some of the dynamic preaching that's out there, some of the dynamic word and how it's being delivered. We just played a piece by Stephen Futrick, there's a lot of new ministries out there, a lot of new guys that are coming up that I think have a fresh word for this season. You know, the Bible tells us not to put old wine in new bags, you know, so it's new wine in new bags, and what you guys have to me is going to be new wines in new bags. So I want to thank you all so much for what you do, what you're doing. One more time, if you will, if someone did not catch it, if you're going to be listening to the archive show, if you will, Vanna and Alyssa, if you could give your contact information one more time, and I want to say they will come to you if you are outside of the realm of Alabama. They say they will bring their troop to you, but be fair with them. Do what's right by these young ladies and by the people that are with them, because your blessing comes in blessing. Your blessing comes through blessing. Whoever you're willing to bless, that's how God is willing to bless you. So I want to make sure that, if there's any connections done through my show, I want to make sure that they are people of integrity, make sure that they are people of high esteem. I have artists and musicians that have come on here and have gotten invitations, books bought in London, England. So, again, young ladies, there's no telling where God's getting ready to take you. But with your heart in your ministry, there is nothing that's impossible for our God. Nothing that's impossible. So if you could share with them how they can get in contact with you again, please.
Okay. It's Young Purpose Dance Ministry on Facebook. Young is spelled Y-U-N-G. My phone number is 251-727-1887. And my email is alyssa.english@yahoo.com. That's A-L-Y-S-S-A. @yahoo.com.
Okay, for mine, it'll be Vanna English on Facebook. My email address is Vanna, V-A-N-N-A, English@yahoo.com. Everything lowercase.
Amen, amen. Well, Alyssa and Vanna, thank you all so much for coming on the show, sharing your heart, your ministry with us. We're looking for God to do great things. We speak the impossible over your ministry right now, that God's going to lead you guys into places that you never imagined. God's going to open up doors that Satan will be angry when they open up, but the Holy Spirit is the doorstop, and it can't be closed. So we speak God's greatest blessings on you. He's going to make the impossible possible for your ministry and what you're doing. And you're starting out young. I say that old people don't start revolutions. They're always done by young people. And right now, a revival and a revolution is getting ready to happen in the kingdom of God. But it's got to be done through our young people. And so we thank God for you, you young ladies, and what you're doing, your heart, your ministry, and coming on the show.
Thank you
for having us.
Amen. Praise God. That was Alyssa and Vanna English of Young Purpose Dance Ministry. Look, guys, it's time for us to stop playing. We've got to be serious about what we do for God. We have two young ladies that we just talked to that are on fire for God. They're doing great things for God, great strides. They're willing to do what Jonah wouldn't. They're willing to go into the Ninevehs of this world and share their gifts. They're willing to go into places that some people probably would not go. But let me tell you all something. Anything that's worth doing for God is not going to always be easy. There are some easy things you do for God, but some of the greater things you do for God will not always be easy. Like I say all the time, when you don't build a Hoover Dam for a little stream. The Hoover Dam was built for a massive amount of water. And you don't, when you have challenges, when there's a blessing that's on the way, if the blessing is big, you've got to be prepared. And God prepares every David for a Goliath. He prepares every child of God that are at the Red Sea to walk across the Red Sea. He is preparing you for greatness. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. This has been the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. Remember, love God, love life. Keep the light on. We'll see you next time.
I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Come on, let's sing out. Tell me, what can I do? I can't live. Oh, I can't live. Come on, sing it out and say, whoa.